Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Some would say, oh, he's somewhat self-aggrandizing and he's put himself in the middle of this narrative and now it's an irresistible narrative. But even what Greenwald said reminds us, this is a guy who's just turned 30, who's in the middle of this thing, who maybe also looks like a guy who just doesn't want to spend the rest of his life in jail. And this administration is holding nothing back in punishing anybody who leaks any kind of information.
That's the Baltimore Sun's David Zurawick from this weekend on Reliable Sources on CNN with Howie Kurtz and other guests who were there. And it was kind of exciting because the news was breaking as they were on the air. And David joins us now to talk about how he had this sort of unique opportunity to talk about how the media was framing the story as it was happening. Hey, David.
Hi, Mary Beth. Yeah, it was. It was fascinating because we, of course, they threw out everything and we went live. We had other segments that we had planned and prepped.
Yeah, I love
for.
When that happens.
Yes.
I do. I mean that.
I do, too, actually. You know, that's great. We could talk about this forever because I'm from the outside. I mean, you worked in the industry. But you're never more alive than at those. It's unbelievable how intense it is. And after it's over, they kept me on for Candy Crowley 2 hours later. It's like all the air's out of the balloon, and you're like, where'd the party go? I was having fun. So it is. It's really intense. And it was great for me, you know, as a media reporter, to be sitting that close to it and watching the sausage get made, because they were pulling on people like John King and all the different reporters, and they were flying by the seat of their pants, and I was standing waiting to go on and watching it. It was really exciting. But
yeah, and that's the difference, really. You had the chance to step back just a hair.
Yes.
While everybody else is making the sausage, you're commenting on how good the sausage is already.
Well, that was the fascinating thing about the Reliable Sources show. Just as I believe the narrative was shifting on the NSA story with Snowden, I think there was some people who were very sympathetic and supportive of him. Once you have him on a plane headed to Russia and then talk about Cuba and Ecuador, those folks may not be quite as supportive of him. And it's an opening for the Obama administration to make this story about him and sort of gain some advantage in this PR war with him. So just as that's actually happening in real time in news, we're sitting there in a media show critiquing that happening in the media. It's kind of meta, you know. It was kind of weird, and it was exciting to see. And, you know, it's funny, when I got home in the afternoon from Washington and looked at the taped replay of many of the other morning shows like David Gregory on Meet the Press and even Bob Schieffer's show on CBS, I was surprised at how critical people were of Snowden and how much this became a personal story about him, which, in fact,
it is.
Yeah, it is in some ways. But how quickly sort of the issues that we were, you know, a lot of people were upset when they first heard about the information that he brought to the public, when we realized how far these programs like PRISM had gone into all of our private lives, presumably, in one way or another, how fast those issues dropped and it was all about him.
David, as always, great talking with you. Wish we had more time, as always.
Okay, thanks,
we'll hear from you again.
Thanks for calling me. I enjoy
anytime.
It.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.